Well, good morning, everybody. It's the day after Valentine's Day. Hope you had a good one. Today's February 15th, obviously, 2022. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. And thank you so much for listening today, or perhaps you were listening on the archives, and we do archive every show over at our two websites in this case, ace-ed.org, our home website of Equity and Access, our magazine, all right, over at the Consortium for Equity, ace-ed.org. All the podcasts are there. Our magazine is over there. Just click on the cover of Equity and Access and enjoy the new issue plus all kinds of news, et cetera, et cetera. And you can link there to the subject that we're going to be talking about today. We have a second website, which is called seltoday.org. That's social emotional learning, seltoday.org. You can go there directly or through the other website. They're both linked. All right. And March 11th is SEL Day. And we have a lot of great information over at seltoday.org about social emotional learning, which is top of mind in these post-COVID, I hope post-COVID days, if I may say that, okay, of education. And it's very important you go over there and see the resources, et cetera. Enter our resource hall. Just click on any box and you'll see some wonderful information that's over there. Again, that's seltoday.org. And on that note, we have the organizers of SEL Day, which is March 11th. We're going to celebrate everything everybody does in SEL. Let's celebrate with SEL, a break. Okay, we have Dave Adams, who's the Chief Executive Officer of the Urban Assembly, been here many times. Hi, Dave. Welcome back.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, pleasure to have. Happy SEL Day or post-Valentine's Day, whatever. We want to, all right? Good enough.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Did you buy your wife a box of chocolates or at least some roses?
David? I sure did. I went out with my wife and kids. When you've been married and you have kids, Valentine's Day is a family affair. So
there you go.
We all went out and had some food.
Good enough. That's excellent. And my other guest today is my friend Nova Biro. Nova, have you been on the show before or have we just talked on the phone? I was trying to put that together today. Nova.
No, I am a first-time guest.
Nova, welcome to the show. We've talked on the phone and seen each other many times. It's great to have you here. Okay. Nova Biro is the director. That's Nova Biro, B-I-R-O, is the director of SEL for Us, like the number four, okay, which is a grassroots network of state alliances promoting and supporting social and emotional learning, SEL, in communities across the country. And she and Dave are the – Dave runs the Urban Assembly, if I didn't say that, okay, who's been here a zillion times, and he's a firm believer in SEL, all right? And the two of – these two wonderful people, SEL, selfless people, I might add. I'm going to keep doing that, okay? Selfless people put together SEL Day, and it's been around since 2020. We're going to help them celebrate. It's coming up. I'm going to give you the exact time. Hold on. It is coming up in 23 days, 15 hours, and 56 minutes. And you can go to selday.org, okay, and see for yourself. They have a great countdown theme. So welcome to the show, both of you. Okay, ladies first, as always. Nova, introduce yourself a little better than I did. Tell everybody what SEL for Us is. And you also serve as director of the SEL Providers Association, a grouping of companies. Just tell everybody all about what you do right now beyond SEL Day so they get the picture of the good work you do.
Sure, absolutely. So I'm excited to serve as a co-founder and co-leader for SEL for Us, which you mentioned. We are a network of state-based alliances. We've got alliances in 20 states now, and you can see all that, the states that we have on our website, selforus.org. So definitely check that out and see if your state is listed and go ahead and join your state alliance. And if your state isn't listed, then reach out to us if you want to help build an alliance in your state. And we do the work of bringing grassroots advocates together to support each other around our social emotional learning work and also to advocate for policies and practices at the local and state level to support the work of social emotional learning in schools and communities. And you mentioned I also have another role.
Spare time.
The SEL Providers Association, and We bring providers of SEL programming and assessment together for networking, shared learning, collective promotion, and advocacy. And it's a great pleasure to get to work and serve with the folks who are behind all of the great research and development and programming that gets put into action by folks in schools and communities.
Hear, hear. And I just want you to do one thing. Nova, tell everybody, when you say grassroots network of state alliances at SEL for Us, by the way, that's the number for SELForUs.org, okay? When you say grassroots network, what would just be an example of that, if I may, so people can understand that?
Sure, absolutely. It can be everything from parents to community leaders, PTA association members and leaders, also school district educators, social workers, basically, you know, anybody that is interested and excited about social emotional learning and how important it is to our young people and adults coming together to work at their local levels, sometimes at the state level, to be able to support and promote and advocate this work.
Great. Okay. And we're going to hopefully with SELtoday.org be working, okay, with all the providers, et cetera, and get their word out, et cetera. Okay. It's just so important what you do. And you really are a mover and shaker in all this, Nova. Okay. You're just incredible. And the work you do just continues. Dave, the same opportunity for the CEO of the Urban Assembly. Just tell everybody all about it. We've done a lot of shows together, but we have a new audience. Go ahead.
Thanks, Larry. Man, listen, happy
welcome,
Tuesday.
Buddy.
Happy
Thank
Valentine's
you.
Day. I hope you had
yeah,
a
by
nice
the way,
time.
Happy Valentine's Day, Nova. Nova, happy day after Valentine's Day. I forgot. Happy Nova. Happy day after.
Thank you so much to you, too, as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Be my Valentine. David, back to you. I apologize. I forgot to wish her a happy Valentine's Day. Go ahead.
That's okay. You know, I gave you the little the prod
you
and
did.
You took it, and now
you
everybody's
gave me the
had a Valentine's Day. Yes. And everybody's happy. So,
yes.
Look, it's been great to be back here with you today, Larry. As we
Thanks,
know,
buddy.
The Urban Assembly is a network of 23 schools here in New York City where we focus on leadership development, social-emotional development. We focus on post-secondary outcomes and academic development. So we got a tagline of college, career, community ready, and we
okay.
focus on the economic and social mobility of our youth. So very excited to be here today. As you know, we've done work across the country. We're leading the Strong, Resilient NYC approach where we supported the feedback and assessment for 1.1 million kids of their social-emotional competencies and the organization of schools around those competencies. That's ongoing. We're very excited about that work. And most importantly, for the next 3 or 4 weeks, we are one of the co-founders of SEL Day.
Yes,
so
you are.
Elevating social-emotional learning and the folks who support it, that's what we're about. That's what we care about. And I'm happy to be in community back with you to talk about this with you today.
It's a pleasure to have both of you here, as I've said. And by the way, Urban Assembly's work can be extrapolated to any district in the country. And if you want to get in touch with Dave, just it's Dave at Urban D Adams at urbanassembly.org. Okay, but it's Urban Assembly, but Oregon, you should get in touch. And by the way, I just want to say
Larry,
something.
You memorized my email?
I got it in front of me, Dave. I'm not that smart anymore.
Okay? Oh,
there you
man.
Go.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, Scott. I appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah, but seriously, okay, get in touch with Dave. And I want to say something else before we get into this. Okay, Dave runs, supports 23 schools within the New York City school district, the public schools, okay? And he forgot a word. There are 23 successful schools. Is that a good way to put it, Dave? There are 23 successful
schools. That's a great way to put it, Larry. Thank you.
And I got to tell you, you know, New York is a gigantic system. But if we can, and this is the same for any big system, if you can break it down to where it's manageable, okay, you're going to see real great success and kind of break through the bureaucracy, if I may. Okay, and this is why what the work of the Urban Assembly is so important. Nova's work is too. Okay, and I just want people to understand that they've taken these schools. They are successful schools. Okay, and they get better and better and better every week. And it's 23. How many schools are there in New York City, Dave? How many?
There's about 1,600 schools in New York City. Yeah, 1,600. A little less than 1.1 million kids.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as you said, we started here at the UA, created a proof of concept for some really important innovation around social-emotional development, around algebra. We had our algebra folks on here around post-secondary outcomes. And we just keep solving problems, Larry. And the better we solve those problems, the better we can scale them for the rest of the city and the rest of the country. So I appreciate the shout-out. And as folks said, Adams at urbanassembly.org. You got a problem in education, we're here to solve it for you.
Yeah, and they make a difference. That's all I can say. SEL Day, okay, you guys started it. Well, I'll go back to the young lady, that beautiful young lady, my friend Nova. Nova, what is SEL Day, and how did you come up with the idea? Then you can swing it over to Dave, okay? But you start. SEL Day, international,
well,
I might
SEL
add.
Well, SEL Day is a international celebration of social and emotional learning. It is this year, as you mentioned, it's Friday, March 11th, and our theme is finding common ground, pursuing common good. And SEL Day, it is an annual event, and so it will continue to be on the second Friday in March. So very sure mark those calendars. And I'll turn it over to Dave for how we came up with the idea, because he was the initial spark for that.
Well, thank you, Nova.
Dave.
Well, you know, Larry, you just sit around sometimes and you see people doing great work. And a lot of people are doing great work but may not have been connected to each other. There were schools and there were guidance counselors and teachers. And they really wanted to do social-emotional learning work. And this was before the pandemic. And they felt like they had to hide.
Yeah.
Right? They felt like they couldn't go and tell their principals and teaching SEL skills. And they felt like they had to do it on the sly. And what I wanted to do, I really wanted to create a day where we don't have to hide it. We can celebrate it. We can amplify it. We can promote it. And we can promote the folks who care about social and emotional learning. So across the world, institutions and organizations come together to say, this is our work. We care about it. I saw last year, we saw students write to their teachers, thank you for teaching me social emotional skills, because that was one thing that one of the schools did. We saw proclamations from across the country announcing Social Emotional Learning Day. We saw libraries come together and say, hey, we're going to be in community today and support the social-emotional development of our community. And so that was the point. The point was to raise the folks who've done this work, to elevate the folks who do this work, and to let folks know who want to do this work that it matters. This is important work. It matters to our community. It matters to our country. It matters to each and every young person in our country right now. So we're very excited to have a partner like Nova and SEL for US to get this work out across the world.
Unbelievable, and you're absolutely right, and it matters. And I just want to give you I got this from the State Ed Tech Directors Association. This is the ESSER, the federal dollars, the ESSER plan priorities, okay, from school districts. And 76%, the highest number of respondents from school districts, said SEL is the number one priority. That's the highest, 76%. The next one was 42%. Okay, and then 100% said it was the chief topic area of submitted plans. This is SEL. Point being, the time is now. Okay, your time is now. It's always been there, and to use it has been fabulous, and it works for kids. But now suddenly everybody realizes they should have gotten on this bandwagon a long time ago. It would have made it easier now. All right, and the top area of funding, et cetera, the SEL time is now. All right, and this is what Dave and Nova and all the people they work with stand for. Okay, it's that simple. And let me ask you, what are you doing for SEL? By the way, Nova, have you ever used? You must have SEL abrate, like celebrate. Nova.
I think we have seen that one out there. Yes, for sure.
Do it again. It's a good one. Okay? Sell, S-E-L, upgrade. Okay? It's great. All right? I love that. But now we'll just move on from there. So what's everybody planning? Okay? Nova, let's start with you.
Well, we are seeing schools and districts planning all sorts of things across the country. We're seeing, and Dave mentioned some of these earlier, but sometimes they'll be sharing information with their teachers about ideas of ways that they can celebrate. It might be assemblies. It might be doing an art project. Definitely lots of creative outlets for celebrating social-emotional learning. We are seeing contests some folks in different places are organizing contests where students can submit maybe it's poetry or pieces of music or art about social emotional learning, or just telling folks how they are going to be celebrating SEL in their school. And that's a great way to engage people. We have national organizations running webinars, free events to continue the education about social emotional learning, to engage new audiences, having folks reach out to their local officials, getting the word out and helping folks at the state and district level understand the importance of social and emotional learning. So that's a few things. And Dave, you want to share some more?
Yeah, and I want to say something beyond that. I said, wait, Dave, let me just say something. This is SEL Day.
You go for it, Larry.
Yeah, I'm going to, buddy. It's SEL Day, okay? It's March 11th. But it's celebrating, if I may, what needs to be endemic the other 364 days as well. We're simply celebrating it on March 11th, but we're doing it all year long, and that's the key to this. Dave, you may now proceed.
Well, thank you, Larry.
Thank you. I think you did good. Yeah,
you did great. I was just going to say, man, I feel like you are one of the biggest promoters of SEL Day.
You are.
And it's funny because you have a radio show, you do podcasting, but, you know, it doesn't take a radio show. It doesn't do a podcast.
It doesn't take
a podcast to support SEL Day.
You're darn right.
We have this theme, finding common ground and pursuing common good, and all of your listeners can do one of five things. They can showcase SEL just like Nova was talking about, and that's as simple as taking a picture of yourself doing something that builds common ground and pursues common good, right? Hashtagging SEL Day and putting positivity out in the world. You can promote it, and that's what you're doing right now, Larry. So right now,
yep.
You could earn a badge. You, Larry, can go on SELday.org and say, bang, my show is on SEL Day. I get to promote SEL Day badge, put that out in the world, and let everybody know that you did your part to elevate social and emotional learning. All right? So you could do that, too. Folks can advocate for SEL, and that's what I was saying before. If you have a municipality, if you have a school board, if you have a library, you can ask them to write a proclamation that says, this is SEL Day in the space that we care about, whether that's your town, your city, your country. And all it takes is one person going to their local authority and saying, I would like you to recognize this day. And they will say, sure, let's see the proclamation, and they'll get behind that, right? And they can do that. All of your listeners can do something like that. And then lastly, support SEL, organize an SEL Day activity. You can do an SEL Day, if you're in schools, you can do an SEL Day, like, large-scale thing. You can do an SEL Day walk-a-thon where we all walk around. And let me just say one more thing about this, Larry, if I could.
Take your time. Say 10 things.
If you really want to do this in style, and you go to SELday.org right now, you can get SEL Day merchandise, okay?
That's
SEL Day. And then you can show your SEL Day pride in style. So, look, you can do all those things in your own ways. You can promote, you can showcase, you can advocate, you can support. And then you could do it with a little sense of pizzazz. Now, I know, Larry, you're a guy who understands pizzazz, a little sense of style. Am I right?
Yeah, you got that, my friend. You got that right. I love style. Right.
So
I
listen,
do.
What I'm going to do for you, Larry, I'm going to send you an SEL Day shirt, okay?
Thanks,
and if you could take a picture of that and let people know that you support SEL Day, we'll get that out there.
That's great. I don't know if you have my size. Do you have a blimp? That was a joke. Great. Yeah.
Well, look, man, whatever it takes to support SEL Day is what we can do to support you.
Okay. Erase the word Goodyear, and I put it on my T-shirt. No, I'm just kidding, everybody. I will appreciate that. I would love it. I put on a little weight through the pandemic. Okay. It's been a little tough. You know, Dave, let me ask you something, and Nova can chime in after you're done. Okay. We are such strong supporters of SEL, social emotional learning, and most school districts are. Is there still any, I hope not, but I just have to ask this, pushback. Okay, for a little while there, people were saying, oh, my gosh, social, what are they trying to do to our kids? Of course, that's ridiculous. It was just one of those crazy things that popped up. I feel that that's gone, and I just want people to feel safe and secure in pushing this. What are you hearing about pushback and the way to overcome this? Because I cannot tell you how important educators and yours truly in this group on my show know how important SEL is. So just talk about that side of it for a second. So teachers and educators feel comfortable in celebrating SEL Day. Dave.
I certainly will. And now, Nova's going to talk about it a little bit more because she literally put out a presentation on how to support SEL in different contexts. But you're right. There are places across the country right now who would not enable their young people to make the kinds of decisions to relate to themselves and to others. They would deny their youth the ability to develop relationships and contribute to their community for partisan reasons and ideological concerns.
Yes.
There's some bills moving through some states like Oklahoma that would actually ban social and emotional learning, even though you and I know, Larry, everybody is doing social emotional learning. It's just a question of how intentional it is. Every time a teacher models how to solve conflicts, every time a teacher builds relationship with their kids, every time a teacher puts students in groups, they're supporting the social emotional outcomes. The question is, are they doing it intentionally? So when I look at these laws and when I look at these arguments, I'm a little concerned that people don't realize, no matter how many laws they pass, you're still going to impact the social-emotional development of your own people. And we're going to do better if we could do that on purpose. If we know that we're trying to teach kids how to resolve conflict using iMessaging and active listening, this is finding common ground, right, pursuing the common good. If we know we're teaching young people to identify their emotions and problem solve with those emotional states, if we know we're teaching young people to communicate and we're intentional about that, our young people will do those things. They'll go out in the world, they'll solve problems, they'll build community, they'll find common ground, and our whole country will be better for it. So for the folks who are out there and they're struggling in their communities, I'm telling you it's okay. Focus on the skills. Focus on the work that you guys are doing, and you will ensure that your young people are successful with regards to their social and emotional outcome. But I'll turn it over to Nova, and she can talk more about the work at SEL for US doing this.
Thank you, Dave. Go ahead, Nova. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. Thanks, Dave. So there's been phenomenal research from organizations like Fordham Institute and Edge Research recently and over the last few years showing that there really is universal support for the fundamental things that social-emotional learning are about, which is helping children and adults develop important life skills for empathy, understanding cultural differences, standing up for others, optimism, citizenship. These skills really help people of all ages navigate challenging times, build strong and resilient communities. And so, as Dave pointed out, really where some of the challenge is coming up right now is in the label. There are folks who are trying to take the label of social-emotional learning and turn it into something that it's not and to say that it's something that would be not beneficial for our children. And the ways to counter that, as Dave mentioned, are really about bringing it down to those fundamental skills that we both mentioned, about communication and collaboration and team building and citizenship, and to be specific without jargon. You know, educators like to have a lot of acronyms that we all use, and it's important to be using language that is really understandable to all audiences. Particularly the parents and folks in the community, and also to be doing things like explaining how social emotional learning integrates into a school day and supports learning, like what it really looks like in a school and how this is and how students experience it, things like referencing some of the research. There's definitely extensive research showing that social emotional learning is going to really help students' well-being, which we know is more important than ever in this, as you mentioned, hopefully post-COVID time. But that also fundamentally it really contributes to academic achievements, positive learning climates for students, bullying prevention, all of the things that we know that are really important to students and their families. So those are some things that we know can be helpful in countering some of the negative messaging, really negative labeling that has been happening recently.
Yeah, and again, that's I'll say what Dave said. It's political. okay? And it's, people do not understand what this is. This is 100% beneficial. And like you said, Nova, it improves everything, including academic success. And it's just a political thing that has to be overcome, which brings me to my next question. Okay, and Nova, maybe you want to talk about this. You can pass it to Dave if you want. We ask teachers to teach social emotional skills. At Nova, you're the director right now of the SEL Providers Association, some wonderful companies out there, okay, good friends of ours who help there. But are teachers well enough prepared to teach SEL? We ask them to celebrate it, which is great. We ask them to teach it, which is great. But what always concerns me is, are they teaching teachers how to teach it? Beyond all the good work of all our friends in the SEL industry, if I may, all the providers, okay? It has to fit endemically, okay, if that's the right word, into teaching. For social studies teachers like me, when I was a teacher in secondary school, okay, as well as elementary teachers or math teachers or physics teachers or shop teachers, whatever the case may be. And you can see how old I am because nobody says shop teachers anymore, okay? But my point is, where's standing teacher education? I'm going to throw that to Nova, and then if you want to send it to Dave, if either you have thoughts of it, be my guest. But it's just got to be built into the profession is my point. Nova?
Yeah.
Is it built into the profession? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
So glad that you raised that question because it really is an essential element to the field of social emotional learning. And I think the answer is good news and bad news. Good news is that we've actually been making some good strides in this area. Increasingly, for example, teacher preparation programs across the country are starting to include social and emotional learning and helping pre-service educators understand while they're learning to become teachers, understand what social emotional learning is, how they can connect to their own social emotional competencies, how those impact their work with students, and how they can best be equipped to foster this development in students and young people. And so we're starting to see more of that, which is fantastic. And we're starting to see schools increasingly understand and prioritize professional development for teachers who are already in service to help them with this really lifelong learning process to be able to understand their own social and emotional competencies again, which is at the root of being an effective teacher in this area, and then be able to foster this development in young people. And but we still have a long way to go. The bad news is that we're definitely not there yet. It's increasingly, you know, on the radar of educators and school district leaders and administrators and policymakers, but we still have quite a ways to go. And as you point out, it really is a critical component. And so, you know, through my work at SEL for US and the SEL Providers Association that you mentioned, and I know in Dave's work as well, we continue to prioritize that and raise awareness for it, as you mentioned.
It's so important. Thank you. That was great. Dave, you got any thoughts on that? I know you do. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, man. I mean, Nova said a lot about this, so I think it's important.
Yes, you do.
So we talked about specific skills. We talked about the relationship between teacher preparation and the whole education of the child. So what I want to do is just give some shout-outs to some folks who've been doing this work. This is Nancy Marcos at the Center for Teaching and Reaching the Whole Child over in California. Shout out to Rutgers University and the College of St. Elizabeth, who has an SEL certificate program that they've been working out. Shout out for Tufts University up in Massachusetts for their work around incorporating and integrating the concepts of social and emotional learning into teacher prep. I got a shout out to Hunter College here in New York City. They're working very hard to integrate social and emotional concepts into their teacher prep context.
Good.
So we're getting there, Larry. We're getting there.
Yeah.
We're not where we need to be, but the only way to keep moving is to put one foot in front of the other, I should say, and keep our energy up, right? And so our energy is strong. We have days like SEL Day. We have wonderful people across the country who are dedicating themselves to this work. We're going to see progress.
Right. And by the way, I have to say something. You said up tough. You described Tufts as up there in Massachusetts, and I'm in Maine. I'm one of the few people we could say it's down there in Massachusetts. I just want to correct you. Okay.
Thank you for that correction, man. I know I can count on you.
Yeah. Are you in Boston, Nova? I forget. Are you? You're in Boston, aren't you?
Larry, I am usually in Boston, but I am just on Sunday officially relocated to Florida for 2 months. So,
good for you. Where
Boston
are you in Florida?
Right now,
warm weather fiend. Where are you in Florida? Where are you?
I am in Miami Beach.
Miami? Oh, that's perfect. You enjoy it, my dear. You enjoy it, okay? That's great.
Thank you.
Okay, I love that. My wife would be very jealous. Okay, she's always dying to get out of the cold weather up here. That's very funny. And enjoy the 2 months up here down there. But she's normally in Boston, so Tufts would be over there. Okay, and as we wind down here, guys, I just want to go over one of the things you asked me to ask you. Who are some of the partners, okay, who are involved in amplifying the message out there? And I think we deserve to talk about some of them. Who are they? I don't know. I'll ask Nova, or you can pass it to Dave. Whoever, who are some of the partners? Or maybe you mentioned them. You said, like, St. Elizabeth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
so,
I don't mean to put you on the spot. I was just curious. I didn't want to pass anybody up there. Go ahead.
No. Well, first of all, I want to say, you know, any organization can be a partner. And, you know, we're aiming for over 1,000 partner organizations this year, and we're well on our way. So I want to say, you know, anyone that's listening, if you are a school or district, you've got partners like Selma City Schools in Alabama and Austin Independent School District in Texas. We also have community organizations like local chapters of the Boys and Girls Club in Green Bay, Wisconsin, in Monmouth County, New Jersey. We always have a fantastic turnout in New Jersey, in a small part to our great alliance there, SEL4NJ. So, and then also increasingly we're seeing partnerships with the Departments of Education at the state and county levels, and it's great to see them getting involved and putting the word out to the schools and districts that they work with about the importance of social-emotional learning and showing that they value SEL by joining the celebration on March 11th. That's really fantastic. And then lastly, but certainly not least important, national organizations like CASEL, the Collaborative for Academic Social and Emotional Learning, as well as countless SEL program and assessment providers play a really big role in engaging their networks. And I also want to just mention that we also have some great sponsors of SEL Day that really are critical to us being able to organize this annual celebration. And I just want to shout out our advocate level sponsors, Education Development Center, Inspire Teaching and Learning, Harmony SEL, and Move This World. But I encourage everybody to please check out all of our sponsors on our website at SEL.
They are listed on the website. And also, I am going to tell you this. You're going to die laughing, okay? Nova lives in Massachusetts, where there are towns like Falmouth and Weymouth. Am I correct, Nova?
Yeah, my mom lives in Falmouth, actually.
There you go. So when you talk about New Jersey, it's not Monmouth, it's Monmouth.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Thank you for
And I'm only kidding you, of course.
But
I thought that was funny for a Massachusetts girl. It's Monmouth,
exactly.
New Jersey, not
like
Monmouth. Yeah, okay. So I'm just wanted to clear that up, which I thought was kind of cute. Okay, considering, but that's all right. We'll just move on from that one. Guys, you're doing a great job, and we'll continue to promote it at this end, okay? And by the way, there's a nice article from Dave in our current issue of Equity and Access all about this, okay? And Nova, you're, of course, you know, with the SEL Providers Association, et cetera. We'd like to get you and more involved in the magazine and all that. We have our SELtoday.org and all the sort of stuff that we're doing out here, you know, to try to really get this across, because this is the top priority of school districts. This is your time. SEL, all right? Dave, thanks a million.
It's our time, Larry.
It is. That
very,
I said, this is
very
your
welcome.
Time. I meant you. This is your time. Okay?
Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome, buddy. It's great to have you here, as it always is. And Nova, enjoy yourself down there. Put on sunblock.
I will, and thank you, thank you, and a big shout out to you, Larry, and your team for incredible work that you are doing to do all the things that we talked about for SEL Day. As you mentioned, all year round, you are working to showcase and promote and advocate and support social emotional learning, and we really appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you, and I thank you for that. Both of you, go back to work, okay, or in Miami, go back to the beach. All right, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks, Larry.
Bye. You guys take care. Stay safe,
please.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, two great friends of mine and yours, by the way. Dave Adams, CEO of Urban Assembly, urbanassembly.org, and their work can be done in any school district. Check out, go just D. Adams at urbanassembly.org. And Nova is the director of the SEL Provider Association. She's director of SEL for Us with the number 4.org. And check out what we do and all the resources we provide you. We try to get out there at seltoday.org. We have a lovely little magazine called SEL Today Digest as well, which is part of our bigger magazine, Equity and Access. It's all at seltoday.org. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Check out what we do. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.